You're tuned in to 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill from the golden era of the drum and bass. That was that seminal album, Adam F.'s Colors. And the first two tracks of there used a lot of, it sounded like Miles Davis's samples there in a kind of a fusion sound.
Yeah, 1997. So Adam F., of course, went on to kind of define that jungle jazz drum and bass sound, and this kind of kicked it off in a lot of ways.
And Miles Davis's fingerprints again.
Yep.
Adam F., before that, from Japan, we heard Akira, let me get this right, Ishikawa, is that right?
Akira Ishikawa and Count Buffalos. From on the Victor Japan label, 1970, from the album Electrum, kind of a jazz psych rock fusion.
Wow, early too, right?
Akira Ishikawa is the band leader and drummer.
Wow, wow! So it hit Japan pretty fast and pretty hard.
Oh yeah!
And then before that, we had Dave Holland and his brand new release called Prism. The Empty Chair was the cut we played from that. Lots of bluesy kind of guitar. Dave Holland, of course, a jazz incognito favorite. Here on the show, play a lot from that band. All right, well, let's get more international, man. Let's go down south, South America. We got something pulled up here. This is, what is it called, Bonfa?
Luiz Bonfa, yes. It's on the Son Livre label, Brazilian label, 1973. This was actually, he assembled a cast of musicians from New York and L.A., and recorded up here in the States, and it's just a, you know, grooving, blissed out masterpiece of fusion exotica. And so you might recognize some of the players on here. Of course, we got a couple of Brazilians. We've got Ayrtos on this record. It's conducted by Diodato, but we've also got Stanley Clark.
Wow.
Playing on this record. And Ray Barreto.
Oh, no
Idris
way.
Mohammed, Randy Brecker. You know, goes on and on.
That's a great blending of wonderful jazz artists and Brazilian players.
Yes.
All right, let's take a list. What's the name of the cut we're listening to?
It's Apache Talk.
Apache Talk. You're tuned to 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it locked here. We're going to be here till the midnight hour, about 45 more minutes to go. We'll be right back. Yes, yes, the Thursday night feature featuring Jazz Fusion. We took a little jaunt to Brazil, playing a couple tracks there from two Brazilian artists reflecting on the Jazz Fusion sound. Right there was the artist called Azimuth. Is that right?
In English, yeah. In Portuguese, it would be Azimuth.
Azimuth, okay. That was Light as a Feather, the name of the album. And we heard a cut called, what was that, Young Embrace.
Young Embrace. So it's a great example of how like the fusion kind of fed back on itself. We had a lot of Brazilian influence in some of the early 70s stuff. And then we hear that electric sound coming back and influencing the Brazilian music. And this is a great example of like the jazz that was popular in the dance clubs in England and in Europe in the late 70s, which kind of eventually led to some of the modern stuff we hear today. This is kind of where Giles Peterson got his start playing this kind of stuff, and it's just really dance friendly. I mean, you could dance to this.
You could dance to this.
Dance to.
Right on. So we're gonna actually head back home to the States to play. We're coming back to that Cannonball Adderley and David Axelrod team. And this time it's Cannonball Adderley leading the charge here on this album, produced by David Axelrod. And this is a wonderful album. Year on this one is 1971.
It's actually a live album recorded live at the Troubadour, which I guess was like a rock club. So you got like a bit of a rock and soul audience. And it was in Hollywood, so this is in L.A., and this actually features Ayrton Moreira on this record, too, which we heard before, and
right.
We played with Miles, too. And a couple other artists on here. We got Ernie Watts and Mike Deasy. And, this really keeps pace with Miles Davis, his former boss. And you can really hear, a little bit of Bitches Brew or even some Pharaoh's Dance in here.
Yeah, 1971-72, the release on this one, contemporary of that. What a time for jazz music in the early 1970s. All right, we're going to listen to, was this Chocolate Nuisance, right?
Chocolate Nuisance.
What a title. 1971 release, Black Messiah from Cannonball Adderley, Chocolate Nuisance, right here on the Thursday Night Feature. We got about 35 minutes left on the show. I think after this one, we're going to be down to maybe our last couple cuts, so we're going to have to prioritize, Nuno.
Uh-oh.
All right, keep it locked here. At least we'll get through the Cannonball Adderley, that's for sure. 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. Thank you. 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. This is Will. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming in the last quarter hour of the Thursday night feature here. We'll be here to the midnight hour featuring Jazz Fusion tonight for the last 3 hours. And no Jazz Fusion show is complete without that classic song. That was Herbie Hancock off the album Headhunters, The Chameleon.
Yes, 1973 on Columbia Records. It's a collaboration between Beanie Maupin, Paul Jackson, Harvey Mason, and of course, Herbie Hancock.
Miles Davis sideman.
Landmark album, and just incredible, covered by numerous artists, all from all different genres.
You know, covered, sampled hundreds of times. All right, well, we're coming up here on the last couple minutes of the hour. We got, what do we got queued up next? I have no idea. This is Mikio Masuda. We got
some more Japanese fusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from 1976, Mickey's Mouth, the name of that album. We're going to hear a cut called What's Happening, right?
What's Happening.
All right, yeah, is there anything you want to say about that? We just let it play, man.
Let it play. Let it rip.
Here we go. Yeah. Alas, we're coming to the end of the Thursday night feature. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I had a great time here playing the jazz fusion music for you. Special thanks to Nuno for coming in, DJ Nth Degree. I'm laying down some of his own records and whatnot. It was nice to hear that stuff. We went all over the world. If you want a list of everything that we played for the last 3 hours, just hop on our website, www.wxyc.org, and find our real-time playlister. All the songs, albums, and artists I've been playing for the last 3 hours, all up there. Support these artists any way you can. Thanks for listening. We are out of here. We're going to play out something from a brand new release from AUM Fidelity, one of my personal favorite labels out of Brooklyn. We're going to listen to a brand new release. William Parker's on this one, Craig Taborn and Jero Cleaver. In fact, we just heard something from Craig Taborn earlier with that Dave Holland band.
That's right.
So, all right, keep it locked here. Thanks for listening. We're out.